And here we are. Not a bad location, huh? You'd have a pretty good view from the windows with that park right across the street. What do you mean, if you get the job? You're going to ace this interview, dude. You're a catch, and those dweebs in there would be morons if they didn't hire you. Plus, they'd have to deal with me. Listen, as much as I tease you, you're incredibly smart and quick-witted and easy to get along with. I literally couldn't imagine a better employee. And I'm not just saying that to inflate your ego or whatever. I mean it, dude. Oh my God, you're annoying. Look, you and I have known each other for a long time, and we're a team. You've always been the brains, and I've always been the, well, you know, he asked for no pickles, girl. You're gonna be great in there. You're just anxious right now. You're overthinking it. Listen, trust me. Everyone feels this way before a job interview. Yeah, even me. It sucks having to, like, put on a show or sell yourself, so to speak. It does suck, but it's normal, and it's natural to feel scared. Oh, you're not nervous, huh? That is such bullshit. Look at you. I have seen planks of wood more laid back than you. Uh-huh. You're totally freaking out, and that's okay. Don't be embarrassed about it. Look, the only way that this interview is going to go bad is if you freak out and overthink stuff. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think if you could have a little relaxation just to get outside of your head, I think it'll help that smart, handsome man really, really shine. It's all right. We got here super early. We have time to calm you down. No, a massage is not exactly what I had in mind. I was thinking something more exciting. Trust me, this will do you so much good. Here, look at me. Look at me. How was that? Oh, no, that was not my relaxation strategy. That was just to get some neuron activation in that sweet head of yours. This is my strategy. What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking your cock and your balls out of your pants. Oh my God, chill, dude. I've seen this all before. You don't need to be shy. Well, I've seen your cock before. It was... Well, I don't actually think that you knew that I saw it. That's a story for another time. Right now, the only thing I'm focused on is getting all of that nasty stress out of you. You want that, right? And we both know where all of that stress is stored, right? That's right. Right in these big, achy balls. I mean, look at them. They are so full and needy. So desperate for relief. Don't worry. I'm gonna drain you dry. And you're gonna do amazing at this interview. Okay? Perfect. I know that we're best friends. That's exactly why I'm helping you out with this. I mean, what kind of friend would I be if I let you walk into that job interview in this state? You're so pent up, I can feel the stress and anxiety. It must be so hard to carry that all around. And so, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you really, really good, okay? Oh, don't worry about it. I know it's a little weird, but just lay back and let me pump away at your cock for you. I'm just doing this so you'll feel better. That's all. I mean, Do you think I want to touch and stroke this amazing cock of yours? No, of course not. But if it means helping you out, making you feel better, making you feel like a million bucks, then I'll do whatever it takes, obviously. Whatever it takes. Oh, fuck yeah. Buck up into my hand while I jack you off. There you go. Attaboy. Just like that. Hey, don't read into this, you dork. Like I said, I don't want to get this intimate with you. But sometimes a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do to be a good friend. I am not blushing. I mean, maybe my cheeks are getting a little flushed, but damn, I mean, it happens when there's a cock in my hand, even if it's my friend's cock. Plus, it doesn't help that you look all cute and handsome in that collared shirt and tie. If anything, it's your fault for pushing so many of my buttons. See, your mood is already lifting. Just a few strokes from my hand. I told you this would help. And baby, we're only getting started. Fuck yeah. Now we're talking. What? You didn't think I was just gonna jack you off, right? No. My sweet, innocent, silly bestie. You know I don't do anything by halves. If I'm gonna make you come, I'm gonna make you come hard. And it's gonna feel so amazing, I promise. My hair balls will be empty before I'm done with you. And when you dump out all that cum, you'll dump out all your stress with it. You'll see. Dude, liven up a little. Your best friend is sucking your cock. Got freaky with me. Talk dirty. Get those hands on me. You gotta use up all that nervous energy, okay? Oh, that's it. Run your fingers through my hair. Hold my head as I swallow your dick over. Moan for me. Louder. The more you turn me on, the harder I'll go. And the harder you'll come. You want that, don't you? You want to have the best orgasm, right? Yeah. Good boy. Such a good fucking boy. Let me keep using your cock. And you do whatever you need to that makes you feel good, okay? Hold my head, squeeze my tits, grab my ass. Whatever you want, I mean it. There you go. Now you're getting into it. You seem less and less like a plank of wood by the second. That's good. I want you nice and loosened up. Only one part of you should be stiff. I'm gonna take a deep breath, okay? Oh my fucking god. I'm so wet right now. Look at that stream of free cum dripping out of the head. Oh my god, that tastes good. Oh, baby. I'm so fucking horny. I need your fucking dick inside me. Let's get in the back seat. You heard me. It's time for you to come. And I mean, really, really come. See? A little handy and a blowy, and you're already super into this. It doesn't even matter anymore that I'm just a friend, does it? Because at the end of the day, we're both two sexy sluts with needs. And right now, we need to fuck. Lay back. Let me get on top of you. There. Now, let's take this tie off. Unbutton your shirt. Relax. We've got plenty of time. Besides, this is gonna be really hot. Literally, these windows are gonna get all steamed up once we get going. And also, I really want to be able to dig my nails into your handsome chest. All while I ride you. Are you ready for this? Ready for the ride of a lifetime? Ready to bust a big load inside your bestest friend in the whole world? Here we go. Try not to pass out before your big interview. Oh, fuck yes. Just like that. Nice and slow. We're gonna work up to a big, a thick, load of cum before we make you spurt, okay? Oh my god, your cock feels good in my pussy. Plus it's just, so wet right now from how much you were moaning before. We didn't even need proper lube. Like I said, we make a damn good team when we put our heads together. Although, in this case, I suppose it's when we put your head and my pussy together. That's it, baby. Nice and smooth. Keep staring up at me just like that. Your hands on my hips while I push my soft hands into your chest. Bouncing on your perfect dick. Just like that. Don't worry. No one's around. No one can hear us. No one can see us. It's just you and me. Oh, fuck, dude. Did that kiss flip a switch in your brain or something? Holy fuck. You just started thrusting into me so hard and fast. I guess slow and steady was a little too slow for you. All right, then. You want to come on my pussy so bad? Then you take it. Keep thrusting. Let's get rid of all that annoying nervous energy. Take it all out on me. Oh, fuck. Now you even got me moaning. Oh, my god. You're so into this now. Huh? What happened to not wanting to fool around with your best friend? Huh? Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, you're wild. You know, when you're on the bottom, you're meant to just lay there and let me do all the work. But, oh fuck, I can't even move. Anytime I try to bounce, your hips are just slamming into me twice before I can even move an inch. No, no, don't stop. I like it. Oh, I love it. Just keep pounding on my sensitive pussy until you bust inside me, okay? I want your cum so bad. We need to get it out of you, okay? For your own good. And mine. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Use me harder. This pussy, my body, all of me is yours. I'm your cum slut. I'm here to take all your cum that you give me. Oh my god. Please dump it inside me, please. I want your cum so fucking bad, please. Help me up, please. Naughty fucking goth girl pussy, please, 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 please. Yes. Oh my god. So did I. Look at it. Spilling out of me. Fuck. So did it work? Are you nice and relaxed now? Ready for round two. I'd say if nothing else, you're certainly more confident. What time is it? Oh my god, that went so fast. Okay, well, you're still early, but let's get your shirt buttoned up. And let's get this bad boy back in your pants. No, don't worry about the tie. You look great without it. Besides, it's not that formal of a job. Casual's fine, I think. Okay, now sit up. And you're gonna rock that interview, all right? Oh, wait. Let me fix your hair. Hold on. You totally have sex hair. No, it's fine. Look, you're just as handsome and well-kept as when I found you. Except with a lot less stress. Now get in there, Tiger. Go kick some ass. Oh, and by the way, whether you get the job or not, I want you to know I'll always be proud of you no matter what, okay? And no matter what, when you get out, we're going straight home and we're gonna have some seriously good sex again. But this time, you'll be on top. Not that you even need it to be. See you in a bit, my sexy best friend. I was actually talking to your cock, so. Go. Go be nice and clever and smart in your interview. You can be cocky with me later in bed, okay? I'm rooting for you. You got this.